Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Find our text found in verse 35. Verse 35, then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Isn't that how we are sometimes? We just, well, break it down for me. You know, give me the cliff notes. What's the main thing I need to focus on? Even the Lord in this is merciful and gives him an answer. But the Lord, every time he answers, he always answers in pure truth. And we need to listen to the answer. Verse 36, he says, Master, which is the greatest commandment in law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Don't you love how the way he answered that? You know, if you ever needed a summary of the Ten Commandments, there it is. Love God and love one another. It seems to be a pattern here about what love we're supposed to show. Well, we know and blessed to know, if you have been blessed to see and read the Word of God and know that His love has been placed upon us, everything that He has done in His Word for us, showing forth His love, is such a perfect love. Shouldn't we show forth some love back? Absolutely. Lord Himself said, this is the first and great commandment, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy heart, with all thy mind. Every fiber of our being should be to the love of God. But He says in verse 39, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Don't we love ourselves? Yeah. Hurt your finger. Hit your thumb with a hammer. What you going to do? Go cuddle that thing. You don't want it to hurt anymore. We don't want harm to come to ourselves. We take care of ourselves. We need to be taking care of one another, showing forth that love. But it's not just a love that says, well, I love you. There's something more to it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. There's something that needs to be more to it. There needs to be some action behind the word. We heard a couple of weeks ago about, you know, charity. Charity. My favorite definition of charity is love in action. Love in action. That's like if I told my wife every single day that I live that I love her, but I never showed my love for her, she'd have reason to doubt. There needs to be some action behind our words. So that's the reason we need to have charity. Real quick in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Love thy neighbor as thyself. He says, hereby we perceive the love of God, because He laid down His life. He laid down His very life for us. Brother, I'm not worthy for anybody to lay their life down for me, let alone my Savior. Hereby we perceive the love of God, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? You know, that's the thing about when the Lord was talking to the Pharisees. You know, he said, woe unto these scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. How hypocritical were they about condemning some people, about how they were breaking the law when they themselves weren't following the will of God. And how hypocritical would it be of us if we see our brethren in need and we shut up our bowels of compassion? We don't show forth that love. We need to have charity towards one another. Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let's put some steps behind those words. Let's show some action to what we say. Verse 19, and hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure of our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments. Don't we? That's how we say we love the Lord. Oh, if you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. If we keep his commandments, we're saying we love you, Lord. We're trying to do the best we can. That's what we should be doing, showing forth that charity. He says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments, and he does do those things that are pleasing in his sight. If we keep his commandments, we're doing things that are pleasing in his sight, right? That's pretty simple to follow. If we're doing what he says, we're doing what pleases him. Verse 23, and this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of the Son of Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him and he in him. And thereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Brethren, if we feel this conviction of our spirit, that's just furthermore evidence that we have that spirit within us. Some people say, well, I've done too much. I've done too much wrong in my life that I can't turn back. That's no excuse. If we feel that conviction, brother and sister, that's just evidence that we are one of his. So that we know we are one of his, we should show forth that love. The love that he'd bestowed upon us, let us show it forth. We're supposed to be letting our light shine, supposed to be salt of the earth, being a seasoning influence on one another. See, it's there. One another. Love towards one another, helping one another. We're supposed to be loving one another. I love that analogy of a wheel that's got the spoke in the middle. The hub in the middle. That's God. And those spokes, what connects them is us. Well, if you know, the spokes on the outside are further apart, but the closer they get to one another, the closer they are to God. The closer we are to one another, the closer we're going to be to him. It's all in the commandments. Love God and love one another. So we read that we know that... In verse 18, he says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. There needs to be some work. There needs to be some action behind our words. Again, you could tell somebody you love them every single day. But if you never did anything to prove that love, does God need to prove his love to us? Absolutely not. He already has. Even if he never blessed us with anything else in our life, we still have enough to praise him in all eternity. Amen. But he is a merciful heavenly Father. He blesses us still. I still love to think about even in the wilderness, the children of Israel, even in their rebelliousness, even in their rebellion, the manna still fell. They were still fed. They were still taken care of. So, brothers and sisters, we see the love of God. Let us show forth that love to one another. Now, let's go back to 1 Corinthians real quick. try not to take too much time. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And Paul writes in first verse, "Though I speak the tongue with tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understandeth all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." Well, this charity thing sounds pretty important. Verse 4, "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth itself, not itself, is not puffed up." Sometimes I have to read that and have to think, charity suffereth long. Do I suffer long? Am I long-suffering with one another? Far too often, I'm not. Charity is kind. Am I kind? All the time? Let's be honest. Sometimes I'm not. It vaunteth itself and is not puffed up. How easy it is in our life to get puffed up. Think too highly of ourselves. But think about charity, that love in action. If we had true love one to another, these things we wouldn't be. We would be long-suffering with one another. How long-suffering is God with us? There's no measure. Isn't the Lord kind to us? Amen. So, in continuance from verse 5, doth not behave itself unseemingly. Sometimes we can become unseemingly. Sometimes we can behave. Get caught in traffic sometimes. Somebody cuts you off. That's pretty easy. Charity seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked. I wish I was not easily provoked. I really, really do. But charity is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. That's what we should rejoice in, the truth. And what's more true than the Word of God? Amen. Charity beareth all things, believing all things, hope all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, you know, that day that is coming, our change come, the Lord coming back, when that perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Aren't you thankful this world is going to be over? At some point, all the troubles and trials that we have to face, all the things that we have to deal with, the evil that we have, it beset us, even this old sin nature that I deal with every single day, it's going to go away. But when that which is perfect is come, then which is in part shall be done away with. Paul would even say, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. You know, there's too many grown men that are actually grown-up children. I see a lot of it. We need to put away these childish things. And I'm not saying you can't ever laugh again. I'm not ever saying you can't ever have any joy or fun. But childish things, things that we don't need to deal with anymore. He says, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. There's coming that day when we're going to see God. There's coming that day. Let that be the hope that is within us. In verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, they abide even today. But the greatest of these is charity. Charity will live on. That love in action will live on even in heaven's pure world. When we're in heaven, we won't need faith anymore. When we're in heaven, we won't need hope anymore. Because what we'd hope for is now. But that charity, that love, shall flow through all eternity. So why not enjoy some of eternity, what we're going to experience in eternity now? If we can show forth more love, if every single one of God's children would show forth more love, show forth more charity, wouldn't this be a better place? Just think about it. If everybody in this entire planet would show forth, what a world that would be. Well, we know that's never going to happen this side of glory. But brothers and sisters, there's coming a day when there's going to be a family reunion and not a one is going to be missing. And we'll endure with charity through all. And we'll see the one who bestowed that love upon us. Even before the very foundation of this world, we'll be with him forever. Brothers and sisters, because we know these truths, because he's given us his word, the very words and very commandments to live by, let us live by the great commandment. Love one another. But to love one another, we have to love him, the one who gave us the love to begin with, who gave us this charity that we can enjoy now and then. Brothers and sisters, I wish I could tell you like it is. I really wish I could, but I fail so often to just bring forth the words. But brethren, all I can say is, let us think about the great commandment. Love God and love one another. Thank you for your time. May the Lord bless you.